Blimey. Hey.
We're on.
Oh, we are on. I think we are on.
We can't.
Do you know what else we're on? And something I've been dealing with, and I feel like it's getting worse now that I've now that I ease my way into old age.
What's that?
These little boys.
In the nostrils?
Bro, nostril hairs are starting to become the bane of my existence.
You need the lawnmower package 4.0.
I've got a nose hair trimmer and it just...
Not an advert, by the way. It's just,
no.
It's what I'm rocking.
But it just doesn't do the job. Like, I don't know if you're meant to whisk the hair around the outside. Because you know how it's like a circle?
Yeah.
And I just plunge my nose hair into the middle and kind of just rattle it around. And then you pull it off and they're all just there. Like, I need to get like we use these like little tiny scissors. And it's just back. Like, they're not from the depths of my nose.
No, I know what you mean. Like, right at the front.
Yeah, right here.
Yeah, on the bridge. Not the bridge. The bridge is up here, isn't it?
Right in like the septum part, yeah. Like where the bull ring goes.
Yeah, I know what you mean. And it's a lot more noticeable when your moustache is a lot more trimmed.
Yeah, I shaved yesterday.
Yeah, then you can start seeing them. Whereas like if your moustache is grown out, kind of will just...
I know, but I don't like the idea of having to add another thing to my grooming schedule. Like, I do enough as it is.
It ain't over yet. You'll be getting ear hair and back hair. I don't know if you got back hair yet or not.
It's sparse. And also, it's on my back, so I don't really give a fuck. Like,
true.
That's why I've also never really seen the point in getting a back tattoo. Like, I like looking at tattoos.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And just getting something you're like, okay, sweet, I'll never see that again.
Yeah. True. And I mean, I don't think I can have the trust in someone if I can't see what they're tattooing on me.
Yeah, I know.
Like, that scares me.
Yeah, you could be like, oh, yeah, nah, not. Like, you know, if you're just holding your arm out or something, you could be like, oh, before you go any further.
Yeah.
But if you just did, like a Bali trip and then just dropped, like, I don't know, 10K to get, like, three dudes stenciling on your back and going real hard just to have a look at it and be like, oh, no, actually, when I stand up, all the rolls come together and now it looks like, I don't know, like a magma, and it's meant to be like a demon face or something.
Oh, that's good Pokemon humor.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, they do kind of have like a droopy set. Magma's meant to be like a cool Pokemon.
Yeah.
I think all fire types like it's meant to be like cool and like archaic and strong or something.
Mm.
Is it a dragon? Is it a duck? Is it a horse? Like, what?
I don't know. I feel like you can say that about a lot of Pokemon.
Is it a bear?
I don't know what Magmar is. And you know, it's got an evolution nowadays as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of the later gens give a lot of Pokemon like that, like evolutions. And it's like, no, leave it alone.
Yeah. I don't think you should be able to do that. Just make a new one. Just start again.
Yeah. Hard out.
Yeah. But yeah, another year older, another year wiser.
Yeah. Happy birthday, man.
Thank you.
How was it? Wait, I was there early on Thursday.
Yes, it was. No, I feel good. I feel good. I am aligned. I am focused. My penis is like a missile. I am sharp. I am cognitive. I am everything I wasn't before. So, you know.
Really? That's what 28 has done for you?
Yeah.
Fuck. My 28's been fucking not like that.
You ever heard the phrase fake it till you make it?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah. I'm just talking it into existence. But no, it was good. Yeah. So the actual birthday wasn't until.
Yeah, you had like an Andy birth weekend or birth week.
So the idea was like.
A lot going on.
Yeah. So I knew that I had I had something on my actual birthday that I was doing because it's on a Sunday and Sunday's not a day that you're like. I know what I like to do on my Sundays, and I don't want to take that away from someone else.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I'll leave everyone's weekend free, and I don't want to make a fuss. So I was like, that's why I said to our friends, like, we'll just have dinner on Thursday.
Mm.
And
interesting choice of night, but yeah. It'll make sense, like, with all the other stuff that you did throughout the weekend.
Yeah.
Like, on that Thursday, I was, like, hell-bent on being, like, hell yeah, birthday party, let's send it. Even though it was a school night.
Yeah, well, it's just meant to be dins, and also because, like, because of what I've got on this weekend, I'm trying not to. I'm trying to keep my everything in check a bit.
I did not read the memo,
but
I was excited.
Yeah, we had dinner. We had a few drinks. Then you guys shot off, and me and Kong carried on. And then
on Thursday.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. We went to the Riverhead Tavern.
Yeah, we just had a feed there, and then they were shutting up, and then I was like, oh, can we have a few beers next door? And they were like, oh, nah, it's like a pool night. Like, unless you've entered like a pool team, you can't use the tavern at the moment.
Oh,
and I was like, oh, sweet. Well, we're just going to go around to the frigging beer spot because they're open a little bit later anyway. So we just went to the beer spot.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and we went home from there.
Frick, I don't know what happened to me.
Well, nah, because it's going backwards for everyone that's not that lives around here, which is me and Connor.
True.
So it was a pain.
Yeah.
So I completely understood if no one wanted to do it, that's fine.
Mm. But,
yeah, went for dinner. That was really nice. And then what else did I do? Friday just, yeah, worked. And then Saturday.
Whoa. Friday night?
Yeah.
Warriors?
Oh, yeah, went to the Warriors. It was like a work do kind of thing.
That would have been sick.
Yeah, it was. The Warriors was really good. It was the ladies' first Warriors game.
And oh, the lady went to the Warriors.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
Yeah, yeah. I asked her, I was like, look, you can come if you want. She said yes. And I think she enjoyed it. I think she, well, in her words, she said she enjoyed it more than she thought she would, and she thought she would enjoy it.
Oh, okay.
So that's
high praise.
Yeah.
I mean, any live sporting event always, like, catches you off guard, no matter how often you go.
Yeah.
As soon as you, like, walk into a stadium, you're just like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, in comparison to watching on TV.
Just seeing big things in general. Like, just seeing something big, you're like, oh. But even, like, even when I go to the city and stand under the Sky Tower, it's like, oh, fuck, actually, yeah.
Yeah.
That thing's quite large.
Yeah.
Like, I'm looking at it from the other side of Auckland every day.
Mm.
If I can get a line of sight as the crow flies. And yeah,
large structures.
But yeah, just anything large is always quite.
Atmosphere must have been pretty.
It was
pretty nuts.
It was. It was sick. It was good.
And you sat up on the other side, compared.
Yeah,
to
we're where in the different stand
where we usually go.
Much the same viewing experience. I'll be honest.
Yeah,
okay. It was just from the other side, but you know they swap halves anyway. So
you're really selling it.
It was good. Anyone that's been to a Warriors game did that.
Nice.
And then, yeah, Saturday woke up. I went for a run on Saturday because this weekend is the big race. And I have done. So this weekend will be the 26th of August that the race is run. And for the month of August, I have done all of 2 runs.
Woo. You're sitting at like 15Ks, I think.
For this month, yeah.
And the race you're doing on this weekend is
21.
Shit.
Yeah, but fuck, man. Like, so first of all, I did one like earlier in the month. Then we went to Wanaka, and then I came back, and then I kind of was like, okay, I need to get one in this week.
Mm.
And then went out, hit 10. It was the first time ever that I've ever used a gel, like an actual power up gel. So it's like a I'll use it for the race and that. I went and got I went to Torpedo 7.
Wait, hang on. No, like you consume this thing or you rub it on your knees or what is it?
You eat it. Oh, okay. It's just like a little sachet that you squeeze into your mouth.
Put a bit in your hair.
It's a Helena wet look wax to make me slipstream.
Put it on your nipples. Stop those things chafing.
Yeah. Oh, we'll get there. yeah, so Saturday morning was a bit drizzly for everybody in Auckland. And I went out there and I had my goo, my sachet thing, which was, it's essentially just like a big dump of sodium and a hit of caffeine to stop you cramping and to give you a bit of a buzz. I just thought, oh, fuck it, I'll give it a try. And then I got some like tablets from Torpedo 7 that you put in your water and it's just like a hydration thing.
Question. What do you do like when you need a drink when you're gone for a run? Because I don't run with my drink bottle. You take your Camelback?
Nah.
So what?
Usually just don't. I just drink when I get home.
True.
Yeah.
So I assume like with the half marathon, they're going to have like water stations and
cups. There's an aid station. So for the first 6Ks, there's nothing.
Mm.
And then there's an aid station every 2.5Ks where they have water and electrolyte drinks.
Oh, cool.
That's what I mean. When I found that out, I was like, cheat code, easy.
Yeah.
Like, I've never run on a flat ground with water stops.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I did like a 5K a couple weekends ago, and by the end of it, like the last kilometer, I was like, fuck, I just need a drink.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not, I think I'm fine, but.
Mm. So what I did this time is that I went and did the Hobsonville Point loop.
Yeah.
And it's a 5K loop, so I just did it a couple times. But as I ran past my car, I just put a bottle in the tray and then just quickly opened the tray, took a scale, slammed the tray, and then carried on.
Nice. That's
so smart. I broke it up.
Mm.
And that was when I had my goop thingy.
Yeah. Ah, cool.
Yeah. So I did that. And then the body hated it. The body did not react well. My legs were so sore. So I always get real sore like Achilles after a run if I don't do it for a while. But I feel like leading up to this, I've avoided it because I've kind of ramped the training up like accordingly following a program. But this time, because I was like, I really need to just get some fucking Ks on the legs.
Mm.
Yeah, for the last like 2Ks, I was like, ow, and they're still sore now. And I'm really banking them on being better tomorrow because that's like the last run I'm going to get in before the Saturday.
Shit, but it won't be a big one, right? You'll keep it quiet.
Yeah, it'll be like 10.
That is a big run.
In comparison, though, considering it's like the biggest I'm doing at the moment, like this thing is going to be done on pure pride and willpower.
Fuck yeah. Can you wear like a GoPro or something, make like a short film out of this?
Just like a POV talking to camera the whole time?
Yeah. How much do you stretch though? Because like I've started to like stretch pretty much every night, like hit the massage gun, foam roller, stretching. Mm. Like even if I haven't, like, because I haven't run in like 2 weeks after being sick and
yeah,
whatnot. I'm still like stretching every night and I'm finding it starting to help my Achilles.
Yeah.
Because I get the same problem.
Like, yeah.
Predominantly on my right one, which I think is my more dominant foot because of the compensation after surgery on my left.
Yeah. It also can mean apparently it's from heel striking too much, which is what happened when you fatigue. If you don't keep your form strict, you start to heel strike naturally.
This is what, is that when you're landing here, like heel down, toe up? Yep. So this is what they said to me at Shoe Science in Albany. Shout them out. They hooked me up with some shoes and did like the proper testing and stuff. And they said, yeah, the reason why you get real bad Achilles is because they like film me running and I've got like my toes just pointing to the sky and just landing on my heels each time.
You run like Fred Flintstone or something like.
I don't know. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
But
there's so much that goes into it. That's like all been news to me the whole time.
Yeah, it's like I have to make a conscious like decision not to, like, now I'm like scared I'm just gonna trip up on something.
Yeah, but it is like I found the whole like focusing on technique, and that while it sucks as a learning curve, once you start packing some distance on, it pays huge dividends on the back end in terms of like fatigue and recovery and stuff like that, and being able to just do it over and over. Like the 10Ks on the weekend, it sucked because the aim that I wanted to do was get to 16, which would have been 3 loops. And then, but from the waist up, I was fine. The fitness, fine. Everything else, fine. Wasn't foggy, wasn't particularly parched, felt good to go. Just my damn Achilles was just saying like, nah, and I wasn't going to blow it out fucking.
Yeah,
a week out.
Fair enough.
But yeah, and then Sunday rolled around and that was the B-day.
Nice.
Yeah, I know. It was actually like a nice weekend. Saturday night, me and Con just fucking hit the driving range, had a few beers, and then came here, watched some league, called it.
Nice.
Yeah, man. It was sweet.
So did you end up doing anything on the Sunday?
On the Sunday, sister came around in the morning. No, I woke up, got absolutely spoiled by the lady.
Oh.
Yeah. Woke up, like, coffee, prezzies, everything, like, you know, that. And then went up to the big house, sister came around, went and saw the folks in there. And then, we went to Hallertau, got on the beers, got on the food, got like a taste, like a, it was just like a set menu. So like just like us and the grandparents and that.
Lovely.
Yeah, and they were just bringing plates out, like little plates of all different foods, and I just had like a tasting platter of beers, and then just got like the ones I just started pounding beers after that. Sheesh. Came home full as a bull, chucked some league on.
Sounds like a perfect weekend.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
A lot of sport, a lot of drinking, some exercise in there, getting pampered, and good food.
Oh, yeah. So on like Saturday when I was post exercise, I was like, fuck, man, I need to get some food back in me. It was completely like sidetracked. I went to shout out the White Lady, by the way, probably like the burger place that's always in town, that bus.
Mm.
So they've got like a little pop-up bus and it's in Huapai all the time.
Mm.
I went down there. I was like, I just need a greasy burger and chips because I need to get some calories in me ASAP. I need to get some pure good sourced food in me. I need to get, I don't need to shock the body at this point, so I need a burger and chips. And I get down there and this old, like, to put it kindly, like this real like raggedy old lady with blue hair was like, she was pissed off and I could feel tension in the bus. And I walked up and I was like, hey, how are you? And then she was like, I wouldn't even, like, don't even bloody ask.
Oh, fuck.
And then just shot like a dead, like a look to the two other guys that were in the thing. And then they looked at me and like pursed their lips and were like, as if to say like, dude, like you're entering a hostile environment right now.
What the fuck?
And then she kind of like looked at me and I felt like my role in the situation was to be like, are you okay or what's up? And I went,
no.
I'll just grab a burger and chips. And and then she was kind of like, oh, yeah. Yeah, if any of these guys want to do something, then yeah, you'll get your burger and chips.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, sweet. Do I just get like a number or something? I was not in the mood, man. Like I was tired and I was exhausted and everything. And
it's not what you want, though. You go to a store or a food place and
yeah,
instantly the server just like,
it's like, shut up.
Yeah, fuck.
I'm buying anyway. Just lose the attitude. It's like the opposite of a salesman.
Yeah.
Like a de-salesman.
Their job's going to be replaced
a
by
salesman.
Computers anyway.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I don't know. Came, ate the burger.
And was then, it good? I'd love to try that out.
Yes, sir. It was good.
Mm.
It was very good.
I've had it in town, so yeah. And I know that the quality there is good.
Yeah, it's very good. Mm. And then last night, Monday night, cashed in one of the ladies' presents, which was a Thai massage from a place in Ponsonby.
Damn.
Ponsonby Road. It was like my spa, MAI or something like that.
Total body bliss.
I tell you what, I got fucking thrown around like a phone book.
Two things. Who the fuck's throwing phone books? And how come I haven't seen a phone book in like 15 years?
I don't know, man.
Those things were so common.
Yeah, I know. I used to use them a lot, and yeah. I would just look at people and laugh at their last names.
The yellow pages.
Well, you'd see how many Smiths there were.
Yeah.
Like, oh, there's a fuckload of those.
It's like four pages.
Their Christmas must be crazy.
I remember actually like using it to look up like your mate's family homes. Like,
yeah. Numbers. Oh, and you'd get like scandalous because you go to look up someone's mum's name and you're like, oh, she doesn't have the last name I thought she did. Like, are they not married? Or if they got divorced or something, you're like, go check last year's one.
There's a six-year-old.
Yeah. But yeah.
Bring back phone books.
They don't leave bruises. Anywho. What was I saying before that? Thai massage. Okay. So I have had a month of luxury in terms of being pampered, all right. I was kindly gifted a lovely massage that I overheated in Monica.
Mm-hmm.
I had this lovely Thai experience. Nice to travel to Southeast Asia for an hour. Good. That was a really good night in the oils. And then next Saturday, I have a men's facial at like a men's spa.
What?
Yeah, it was when my sister got me for my birthday. I feel like I've made, I think we have put it out into the ethos enough now.
Yeah.
So
you've been typecasted.
Yeah.
I mean, fair enough. Like, but it's something that you do, yeah, I can see that you're not mad about. Cause like,
I'm not fucking mad about it. That's what I'm telling the world.
No, no, you know, nah, but like, you know what I mean? Sometimes you like might say something a couple.
It's not like getting a bungee jump when you're scared of heights or something.
But like, if you say something a couple times and then someone picks up on it and then you're like, oh no, I didn't actually like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not like a situation like that.
Yeah. No, I'm amped.
Yeah, that's cool.
So yeah, I don't know. Get your fucking face scrubbed down or something and then you get a neck and shoulder massage and you get moisturized and shit. Invest in yourself. Now that I'm old and withered and over the hill and I'm going blind every day, you know, is that you, Andy? I'm thinking, I've got headphones on, but what are you saying? And next thing you know, I'm only down to two senses, smell and touch, or taste and touch, and I'm tasting the air like a lizard.
I got nothing.
Is that you, Andy?
That can be clipped out of context. Fucking hell.
But yeah, get to this Thai massage. Me and the lady, they split us up, scrub our feet, standard procedures. And then they go to her, which pressure would you like? And I'm thinking, okay, they're going to ask me. And if I know anything about these ladies that I've heard through the masseuse grapevine, they will give me the phone book treatment.
Mm.
I was kind of like, okay, well, they just didn't ask. And then just, yeah, bing, bang, boom, I'm pretzeled. But no, it was really good. But it was the whole shebang of like knees, elbows, full weight all on me. She's crawling up my back, her knees in my hamstrings, her elbows on my traps.
Damn.
Just doing like the running man.
You ever like wonder what that looks like from the outside? You know, because you're mushed into
into like a donut.
Yeah, where you can either choose your nose or mouth to breathe, but can't see.
Yeah, or like you're like real Neanderthal-y with your eyebrows like pushed right down.
And I just like try to have like an out of body experience and like look from above, and I've got this like 90-pound Asian woman like just on all fours on top of me, like,
yeah, like my thought was just like impeccable balance.
Yeah,
because you're balancing on my glutes, which are
unstable at the best of times.
Yeah, and there is nothing there. I've told you I go from back of head to knee, and like it's just
gonna slip off like Bob's mistake.
You're balancing on vertebrae like this.
They got hands like feet and feet like hands.
Yeah, I know. Cats.
Shout out to the masseuses.
Oh, I know. Like I was saying to the lady afterwards, I was like, do you think they approach every day with the intensity that, because like their grip strength, like they surely don't know how strong they are.
Yeah.
Because when they grab your hands and that, you're like, holy moly, you're melting me. But yeah, anyway, that's enough about massages for another week.
Till next week.
Yeah.
Jared's massage corner.
Yeah, where we review the facial.
I can't get over the word facial.
Yeah, I know. You feel silly saying it, but I just trudge past it like it means nothing.
Yeah. Because we're adults now.
Yeah. I got this toothbrush for my birthday, right? And this is leading me somewhere, trust me. Follow me.
I've lost my notes.
Come with me, Andy. I got this toothbrush, and it seems to be pretty fancy, right? It's more than anything I've ever had, which is your standard run-of-the-mill, I don't know, $4 toothbrush that you put in your mouth and just brush it, brush it, brush it. This one has an app that you connect your toothbrush to, and then it tells you like where it that you've got coverage on all your teeth and everything.
What?
And it is It's just next level, right? Like, to charge it, you just put it in. You plug your a glass, a cup, you plug that into the wall, and then you just put the toothbrush in the cup and it charges.
Whoa.
So yeah.
Like wireless charging, like on a phone, but...
Yes, but then they give you a glass if you want to use mouthwash, and then that sits on like a little dock, and you just chuck your thing in there.
Bro, that's hectic.
And this is what I wanted to get onto on the topic of placebos versus fandangly equipment that you might think. But I swear that after 2 days of using this, my mouth would be the cleanest it has ever been.
Is that due to... like the app telling you like you missed a spot, or like it's actually,
I think it's like its actual brushing technology is just ace. Like, it might not be, and it might be, but it's you know, it's very Jared to think that it's because I've got this fancy thing that suddenly my mouth's the cleanest it's ever been. Like, I don't do it in halves.
So I reckon that's all placebo. I am the exact same with your run of the mill, like even $2 toothbrush. It's like illegal now. They don't have them anymore, but I go like hard bristle, like so. And then I change them out like every 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Cause I smash my teeth to the point where the bristles are gone within like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
But like people have told me, oh, you shouldn't like scrub that hard. You'll rub the enamel off or whatever. Every time I go to the doctors, and you know me, I go to get like hygienist every 6 months. Like, they always say like they're being looked after, nothing's wrong with the way I'm brushing or anything. Like, so I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure how I feel about a toothbrush app.
Yeah, it's, I don't know if it's too much, but
it is cool. It's a real cool concept, and like it's something I would 100% like try out, and if it was me, like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know, like,
but there will, I'm very aware that I'll get to a day, right, where technology will have passed me by, and I'll no longer be in the, I'll be like, you know, where's my grandkids? And they'll be like, Pop, we're in Dimension 63. And I'm like, oh shit, fuck, okay, well, that's it, I'm done, I'm staying in this world.
Yeah.
But for now, eat me up, technology. Like, I like to use it. It's a hobby. And if a Bluetooth toothbrush is my next kick, so be it. Because when my grandkids don't want to hang out with me anymore, because I can't get to the world that they're in.
Call me old fashioned, but some things should stay analog.
Planets.
I was thinking toothbrushes, but that too.
But yeah, age old placebos. That's what I wanted to talk to you about. Now, here's one, because I'm an ear guy, right? You know, I'm an ear guy. Ear.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
Sorry.
Your ear.
Yeah. Ear. Mm. Those fucking wax candles, those tubes that you would put on your ears and then light on fire, and it would come down, it would burn all the way down to the bottom, and then it supposedly sucked the wax out of your ear, and then when you unraveled the candle at the end, it had all the earwax in it.
True.
That's what they said.
Oh.
Little did they tell you that if you didn't put that in your ear, it had the exact same amount of wax in it anyway, and that was just the candle burning. It's not the shit that's coming out of your ear. Like,
can't say I've ever had that.
I never had them, but I've done them in other people's houses, and I was like, oh boy, as an ear guy, this is the friggin' coolest thing ever.
Mm.
And I wanted to use it to like get, you know, you get wax out of your ears or whatever. And I used it, and afterwards I remember thinking, like, my ear doesn't feel any cleaner than before. But there's the proof.
Yeah.
I was willing to take the side of an inanimate object over my own body.
It must be true.
Yeah. No, my ears are broken. Damn it, I need to get new ears. These candles aren't working. But yeah, I mean, sucked in if you bought them. But yeah.
Yeah, I don't really have placebos per se.
Yeah.
But I have heard there's like a lot of studies on how say like antidepressants is a real big thing.
Mm.
Like there's a lot of studies showing that like placebo of antidepressants work.
Yeah, like a sugar pill thing.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, it's huge still in the medical industry.
Mm.
Like that's where it came from.
But you also think like Panadol's a scam.
Yeah. Basically. But the, like placebo, the idea of the placebo actually came from doctors in the World War where they were so short of morphine that they started giving soldiers sugar pills, thus calling it, and then the soldiers would carry on and go about their thing and would say like, I've got improvement, I'm feeling a lot better.
Damn.
And then that's where placebo came from.
By Dr. Placebo.
It must be, yeah.
Yeah, surely.
Dr. Plazobicus or something like that.
Was he German now?
I think he was. I think he was a Nazi.
Oh, fuck.
Yo. We put them out to the listener. We put them out to the listener asking for your guys' placebos and stuff like that. Here we go. First cab off the rank. Didn't believe it personally, but alkaline water. It does nothing at all if your organs work.
What is alkaline water?
I'm with you on that. Let's search. I think alkaline water, if I'm guessing correctly.
Isn't that like a lower pH level? Alkali? Alkaline?
Alkaline water is a higher pH level than that of plain tap water. It says that it can neutralize acid in your bloodstreams. Some say that alkaline water can prevent disease such as cancer and heart disease. Right, so I get what this dude's saying.
I thought alkaline was lower on the pH level.
Look, Andy, I'm not going to sit here and talk semantics about pH.
Pronounce science.
But I get what he's saying in a sense of if your organs just work, like your body will suss it out anyway. I feel like that's a lot of things.
Fucking A, nothing wrong with tap water either.
Is alkaline water the one that you can buy at the airport and then they're like, oh, it stops, like you won't get jet lag if you drink this water on the flight? Because I've done that.
Did it work?
Someone said, I got scammed. Oh, sorry. No. Oh, yes, it did work. I don't know. I've never had freaking jet lag.
Placebo.
I got scammed buying Coke in Lisbon. Okay, here we go.
Wait, we got onto scams.
How did I address this? I said, what's some placebo scams or things you were led to believe that worked and weren't true?
Because I got scams.
I didn't mean like actual like falling for like a marketing scam.
Damn.
But he said, I got scammed buying Coke in Lisbon, tried to buy it, and the bro switched up the bag of flour. Rookie mistake. You always ask for the bag you tested from. Don't let him switch it.
Smart.
Tinder. Biggest scam of them all. Nothing but thoughts baiting for OnlyFans subs.
Bro, yeah. I
talk to me, Andy.
As a single man, I have delved into dating apps before.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not far off. There's a lot of OnlyFans links. But the main one is just to, like the Instagram stuff. They're only on there to get like Instagram followers.
Right.
And you can clearly tell like now which ones are and which ones. It's like they set up the app, chuck the IG down below and then like delete the app.
But
their account's still there.
Right. So they're just floating in the ethos.
Yeah.
Getting DMs from creeps sort of like.
Yeah.
She'll like me if I message because it shows that I'm keen.
Yeah, but their follow account goes up.
She'll like this one, I swear. Yeah. I'll be different from the others. Yeah, she'll like my photos of me in trench coats at school with a big bag.
I have fallen for said trick before as well. Well, I don't even know if it's
at the same time, you got to shoot your shot.
You got to shoot your shot, right? Like, I'm not embarrassed by the situation, but I'm just saying that is a very true.
I think it's a sad, sad day in the world where you should be embarrassed for as long as you took, like as long as you're not being weird about it, but you shouldn't feel embarrassed for trying to find yourself a mate in life.
No,
you know?
It's not so much about the shooting a shot, but it's about like shooting the shot on someone that is just there for the follow.
Right, so you're basically like, hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah, I got hook, like, yeah, that's why I was embarrassed. I don't care, shoot your shot, fucking message whoever you want.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was that I got bait and switched.
Yeah.
So.
What else have we got here? Putting toothpaste on a mosquito bite. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Who gets bitten by mozzies nowadays?
I think, aren't we like, we're not far off like phasing out mosquitoes, right?
Hot take, but fucking
dead sit.
Like, when's the last time you got
bitten? Aren't we building a motorway to Japan? Let's fuck off mosquitoes.
I can't remember last time I had like a mosquito bite.
Neither. I live in a house.
Or like stung by a bee or something. Like,
oh, I got stung like this year for sure.
Really?
Yeah, and it was really underwhelming. I was preparing to cry, and I was kind of like, aw.
Happens like once every 5 years.
Yeah, and then it just, I haven't been stung for fucking years, like like from when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, this is just itchy and annoying.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think the biggest one, and few we got messages about this one, was the power balance bracelets that everyone used to wear.
True.
That was...
I was one of those kids.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Of course you were. Sorry.
I think I got it as a Christmas gift. Me and my older brother got them.
Yeah. Bro, they were everywhere.
Yeah.
So I'll read you something. I went to the Power Balance, still functioning company, and took an excerpt. This was an article that was written about them, actually. It didn't come from their website. Power Balance is a performance technology brand owned by Hologenics. Hologenics is a company that specializes in creating products that harness the power of holographic technology for personal performance enhancement. Power Balance products are designed to be worn on a wrist and used as a proprietary hologram to create an energy field that helps enhance the body's natural energy flow.
What?
Power Balance products have been featured in a variety of publications and used by professional athletes in their...
I don't think I ever believed that it was doing something. It was like a rubber band with a plastic holographic sticker on it.
Exactly.
Like, I don't think I ever believed, like, yeah, this thing's, but it was like a Christmas gift. I was like a young sporty lad, so I was like, fuck it.
Yeah.
You know, like,
and then they would be like, oh no, do the balance test, and then you'd stand on one leg and someone would push you over. And then they would be like, now put the bracelet on or something. And then they would push you and you wouldn't move as much. And you'd be like, wait, what?
Big placebo.
It is, big time. And I was, while researching this, I had like looked at a doctor's thing. And he's like, no, it's 100% like, you know what the test is. Your muscle memory and being able to adjust for it kicks in straight away. Also, why do you need balance that much? Like, who's supplementing balance?
I guess like as like athletes, you would, but
yeah, but the everyday man, you and I, what was 2010 Jared needing to balance on except a tech deck?
Like, oh, it's sick. How good were tech decks?
I was reading something about, I was reading this earlier today, and a guy that was a salesman, he was a door-to-door salesman for power bands, and he was doing like an Ask Me Anything on Reddit, and people were saying like what was involved in selling them back in the day. And he was saying that he had to go door to door and he was told to tailor his pitch to the demographic that answered the door. So if a fat person answered, he'd be like, these bracelets will make you skinny. If a black person answered the door, he'd be like, these are endorsed by the NBA, make you'll jump white. Higher.
Oh.
Yeah. Sorry. If it was, I don't know, an old person, he'd be like, oh, these help with arthritis, da 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 da. Just lied to everybody's face. And
that's got to be illegal then, right?
The thing is, he said, we never told them what it will do. We always said it could do this. Or it could take you to Mars. It could bring your wife back. Oh.
I'll take 100.
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah. They made a lot of money in their heyday. It was estimated to have made more than $200 million between 2009 and 2011. Talk about a prime.
Holy fuck.
The company was endorsed by Kobe Bryant and Shaquille O'Neal. However, in 2011, they filed for bankruptcy and had to pay $57 million in restitutions to customers who had purchased the bracelets and made complaints. Despite that, they have gone bankrupt and then renamed themselves 11 times since then.
True. So what are they called now?
Oh, it's still like Power Balance, but they go like LCC, LLC,
LL Cool J.
Yeah. Hip Hop Hooray. But yeah, wild. Wild, wild stuff.
I've got probably the biggest placebo known to mankind?
The pain eraser?
What?
Infomercial?
No.
Okay.
This might piss a lot of people off.
Mm-hmm.
But I think astrology has to be the biggest scam / placebo of all time.
I'd say it's a like a chamois ideology more than a placebo.
Yeah.
Like it's like a snake, like a placebo is like snake oil.
Yeah, but people that like the, I know what you're saying.
Actually, I see what you're saying as well.
Like there's a lot of people that read that stuff and then go like, yeah, you know what? I am feeling better. I am going to, you know, like I am feeling confident this month because of my moon is in Jupiter's anus.
Yeah.
And, sorry. You know but what I mean?
It's the same as like when you read the coffee news, when you're out getting like a latte and almond croissant or something, like you grab a coffee news and you read it. It's like, what's Leo doing this month? Everything's vague enough that it can be applicable to anybody's situations.
Yeah. But I think
it's like
what's written in that, like in your astrology, what's it called?
Star sign?
Yeah. But what, yeah, in your star sign thing,
it does have a word. Agriculture. Nope.
In that thing each month, like you shouldn't live your life by that, in my opinion, because there's no scientific like background on that.
No, I think you're spot on. You want to do overrated, underrated?
Yeah, let's hit it.
Nice. Do you have any?
I got five.
All right. Pick your favorites so we don't drag it out too much.
Those are my favorites.
Oh, okay.
All right, I'll start easy one. Bacon.
For me, a little overrated.
I agree.
I just don't eat it that much. And I feel like the 2011 moustache tattoo, like, oh my God, did I just have a bacon moment, like, era? Like, using bacon as, like, an indie culture kind of, like, oh my God, it's so random. Like, we should add bacon to this. Like, I feel like it was, like, a whole, like, Tumblr thing. And,
I don't know what you're talking about at all.
Yeah.
I just think it's real hit and miss. It's just, it's good, but it doesn't get that like huge, like, you know, this in movies and like shows, they're like, oh my God, bacon. It's
and
like,
jump on, exactly. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Is that like, it's got this like subculture of like, everything's better with bacon.
Yeah.
Also, the BLT is missing a good piece of meat.
Yeah.
If the BLT had grilled chicken in it, there's a sandwich.
Yep. CBLT. You make you go?
Yeah, go for it.
Band t-shirts.
Band t-shirts. I don't know, appropriately rated. I feel like they...
Depending on who wears them.
I don't really care that much.
Right.
Like, I don't care if you wear a Creed shirt and you don't listen to Creed. Like, I'm not going to hurt you for it.
Yeah.
It's take it or leave it. If it's a cool shirt, it's a cool shirt.
Sweet. Yeah, I'd have to agree. I think underrated. I do like maybe not necessarily, it doesn't have to be banned, but like I guess like a branded t-shirt, like even if it's like supporting a product or or a band, or you know, like I like that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Hamilton.
Honest answer?
Yo.
I have never been there.
What?
I have driven around it.
You know,
no, I lie. Bro, I went to a family reunion and apparently we stayed there for 3 days. I remember being there for 7 minutes. And we stayed in like a Holiday Inn type like cabins. And I just remember going there and I said to Dad, I was like, we've related to all these people? And he was like, I don't know. And then we just left. But apparently we were there for 3 days.
See, I only asked this one because it gets a real bad rep. I don't think I haven't spent much time in Hamilton myself.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I thought you might have, so.
No, I haven't. And I know the guys at the Between Two Beers podcast that the ACC put on, they do a big press to be ambassadors.
Right.
Of, like, trying to get people to fill. And a lot of them say, like, it gets a bad rap and it's a good place.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Like, you're either love it or you hate it. Like, yeah. It's got a bad rap and I wanted to know, but I guess we are not the best test subjects for this.
No, I've been to the gardens there. Really, really cool as far as gardens go. Like, like you think you're like, gardens, same one, I've seen them all. No, you haven't. It was really cool. It was set up like Alice in Wonderland and shit.
Sick. Dipping your fries in your shake.
I would have to say potentially overrated just because I don't do it.
What? I thought you were a guy that did that.
Dipping my fries in my shake.
Yeah.
Sometimes, but not really. Like, my warm food is my warm food and my milkshake is my sweet cold treat after.
Mm. Yeah, I put that down thinking we would debate on this. I think it's overrated as hell.
Oh.
You keep those things separate.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'll tip my cap to you, sir.
And last one, Shrek.
Underrated, dude. I think the most... I told you like a couple of weeks ago on the podcast that we sat down and rewatched them.
Mm.
I had the best time. They are so good. And all the spin-offs that come with it, I can't speak highly enough about the newest Puss in Boots movie.
Yeah, I watched that recently as well. So good. It is very good. The only thing for me is I really like hate and get like real cringed out at the whole like Shrek is love shit.
When that... Okay, I'm going to isolate the art from the artist here. Like, the movies themselves,
phenomenal.
Very, very good.
Yeah.
That stuff, it's like bacon. Bacon is a good food. The shit around bacon.
Yeah. I feel like you could, with all of them, that's probably the
right answer. All right, I've got two for you as well.
All right, fire.
Okay, mine are very different. The first one is lab-grown diamonds.
Lab-grown diamonds.
So we're at a point now, Andy, where technology is going to pass us by very soon.
Yeah. Cut to the earlier part of this podcast.
Yeah. But now we can get... It's called a synthetic diamond, right? And you can grow diamonds in a lab that genetically, or whatever you'd call it for a rock, is exactly the same as a diamond, minus all the... terrible labor that goes into mining for diamonds in Sierra Leone or something. I don't know, watch Blood Diamond. But people, what people are like, there is a party of people that are like, no, that's not a real diamond. A real diamond is formed over millions of years and there's this crazy story behind it, and then it's dug up and there's processed and everything like that. Like, they want the history of it, but It is a diamond if it's grown. It's the exact same thing for 60 to 80% cheaper for a lab grown.
Well, you've just swung my vote. Like, when you first said that, I had no idea like what the fuck you meant, but that is highly underrated.
I know. Like, I don't get the party of people that complain. Oh, like I do, because I just said why they might. But I feel like we're at like a point now where it's like, stop sending people in to like do unethical shit like that.
But if you're going to get your partner something, like, because like, I know if you get like, was it like blood diamonds or like fake diamonds or whatever, it's usually like seen as like, oh, cheap.
Mm.
But like,
what did Kendrick Lamar say? I get rose gold for my old hoes.
I don't know.
Oh.
But you know what I mean? Like, is it disrespectful? Would it be seen as disrespectful to get one of these synthetic diamonds? Or would it be seen as more respectful as, like you say, like it's not?
I don't know. I'm in the party where I think a diamond's a diamond. Like, it is a diamond. That's the thing. Like, yeah. I'm sorry that it doesn't have the huge history behind it. But I think the main thing for me is that, like, the ethicality of it, I guess.
Can you tell, like, surely like a skilled jeweler with one of those, like, glass monocle things can...
It is 100% the same.
Really? That is
okay, before
wild.
I start pointing fingers and saying stuff like that, I'm going to check.
Because that would be absolutely wild. It would drive the price of diamond, the quote-unquote real diamonds, that would drive them down drastically. Sell your stock in diamonds, people.
A natural diamond, okay. The downside to lab-grown diamonds is that they don't hold value.
How? What?
Because,
I don't know. Tell the difference.
Yeah, but they're just saying a lab-grown, if you know that it's... I don't know, man.
Speaking of scams and placebos, there's going to be some serious scams coming out with these fake diamonds. Well, what do we call them?
Synthetic diamonds.
Synthetic diamonds.
Okay, my next overrated, underrated for you. Spa pools.
Ooh. Underrated.
Underrated?
Yeah.
Okay. Speak your mind, boy.
Like, if it was like a public sort of thing, that gross, like.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But like, if you've got your own private one at home, then that's fucking mean. Yeah. That's like, it's like a, yeah, you get the, it's like a hot shower, bath, you know, like get the jets going.
Mm.
You know, like your pops with, he watches the sunrise, you know,
if yeah.
you start to get to like that retired point or like business owner, like, you know, in the evening when it's cold.
Damn, yeah.
Have a party in them.
Yeah, where I was at, I was going to say overrated, but you're right. I didn't think about, you've brought lineage into it. You've brought my father into this. And
I don't know. It's just like, because, well, my old lady does it. She like has a spa like every night. She
yeah.
got her own, you know, and that's, she loves it. She looks at the stars and has a glass of wine or whatever, I presume. Yeah. Sorry, mum, if you don't, I don't know.
Yeah. But my thought behind it was like, I enjoy a spa for 8 minutes and then I am too hot.
True. I get like that too.
Yeah.
And I don't like having to get in and then like the coldness.
Getting out of a spa, top 10 worst things you have to do.
Yeah.
What? Ever. Yeah. That I will have to do.
Yeah.
I'm not going to war, man. I get facials and shit. Like,
all good. We'll give you some sugar pills. Yeah. You ride as rain.
Yeah, I was thinking overhead. Like I said, I get sweaty, I get clammy, I get salty. You ever tried making love on one of those things? You damn near pass out. But yeah.
I know, in that regard, I've had some good times.
Yeah. I just get too hot. But now that you say, actually, but like I say that lately, while I've been trying to do some sort of like muscle recovery, definitely been utilizing the spa a little bit more.
Mm.
So maybe I'll swing. But at this point, for me, tiny bit overrated.
I also feel like the season might sway that.
Super dependent, man.
Yeah, like
super dependent.
If it's like hot fucking summer's evening, like. No thanks.
A pool in full force blows the spa out of the water.
In summer, like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I think a pool getting into its work of like you don't have a, for lack of a better word, you don't have a spa day.
Yeah.
A day, you know what I mean?
A full day in a spa.
You don't have a spa party.
Nah.
You have a spa, you have a couple of drinks in the spa.
Yeah.
You get hammered because it's so hot, but.
Yeah,
you can lounge beside, you don't lounge beside the spa. just laying one, on the ground.
One leg hanging in like, ooh, yeah.
Everyone's sloshing water onto you. There.
Yeah.
So those are what I had for you. All right, should we bow this puppy with some yucks and yums and get the hell out of here?
Let's do it.
Okay. Andy, what's your yuck this week?
Okay. My yuck this week my yuck this week is biting the inside of your cheek. Like, do you know how infuriating that makes me?
Today is my first day as a free man. For probably about a week. I've been dealing with a flap of skin on the right side of my cheek. And with, I don't know if I do it in my sleep or something, because I didn't do it on purpose. Like, I didn't bite my cheek. It just popped up.
The worst is, right, because you bite your cheek and then it like swells or like is like a little bit mangled or whatever. And then you're susceptible to it for another like couple weeks and you keep doing it. And it doesn't hurt enough to like, you know, bring a tear to your eye. So, like, I get more frustrated and pissed off at anything. Like,
that's the thing. You know how your mouth works. It's like when you wear a hard hat for the first time around scaffold and you clip the top of your head on everything.
Yeah.
You know how to shut, hopefully, you know how to shut your mouth. But when there's just a little bit there, you don't know how to what to account for. And suddenly everything's, like, ergonomically incorrect.
Yeah.
And that, it's the same as, like, I don't know if this ever happens to you, but randomly sometimes I'll just think my tongue's too big for my mouth right now.
I don't get the tongue thing.
I think I get it. Like say I eat like some Maltesers or something, and I won't chew them. I'll sit and suck all of them, or like a box of Shapes or something, just like suck the flavor off.
Yeah, I know what
you mean. After that, like tongue begging for a break, and it's just like throbbing. And yeah, after that, if I maybe like the rest of the day or something, it's a bit like it's a pain in the backside.
The worst is like because you just sat down to eat like the best food, and you're so excited.
Yeah,
and then you like first bite, bang, and you're like. You fuck the meal.
Yeah.
The whole thing's fucked.
Yeah. And also it's like 28 times around the sun and I still just can't get this right sometimes.
Can't chew properly. It's only going to get worse.
Betrayed by myself.
You're going to have false teeth. All you'll be doing is sucking.
All right. My yuck this week. So we're at a time of the year now where the light's starting to pick up, right? And I am all for weather chat, and I do love the light that seems to be coming in the windows early and sticking around a little late, sticks around for a cup of tea after a hard day or something like that. Sun doesn't quite want to say goodbye, which is lovely. But right now, right as we enter September, if you leave work at 5 o'clock, you are entering prime territory for sunstrike.
Oh. I've got the morning one quite bad at the moment.
Yeah.
But sorry, you go.
And driving with sunstrike, like when sunstrike hits, I feel like I am Stevie Wonder behind a moving vehicle. Like I cannot see a fucking thing. And then all of a sudden, like I don't know what it is that the sun illuminates, but you're like, my windscreen's never been cleaned in its life. Like it just brings out every single piece of dirt on it.
Yeah.
So you spray the water and you're like, oh fuck, it's on the inside. All right, ditch, here I come.
Yeah.
And then yeah, you're like trying to get all your frigging things out the way, and then it's just a case of like I don't know where to look. You put the visor down, that does absolutely fuck all. Thanks for coming, and then you hopefully got a turn. Like it just gets to a point where it's like, geez, I hope the road changes. Yeah. Shout out to the road home from around the airbase in Whenuapai because that is a shocker.
Bet. Yeah, mine's going into Hobby in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing, but just coming up, and then like you. For a while there, you hit like three different traffic lights, and then you're just stuck there, and you can't even see like if the traffic lights change because you can't see shit.
Yeah, you're sitting there like this, like covering, like trying to block the sun and stuff.
You're going past a couple of schools, and you're like, well, sorry, kids. I hope you're not crossing the road.
Yeah, badonk. Yeah, fingers crossed that was a dog. Fuck. Anyway, that's enough dead pet humor.
Fuck, I just looked at my notes on what my yum is. The music's not going to fucking match.
All right, Andy, what's your yum this week?
Now, Jared, you know I'm a big movie buff. And nice. One of my favorite franchises of all time is coming out with its 10th movie. Ladies and gentlemen, the Saw franchise is back.
Oh, is it really?
Saw 10 is coming out, and I could not be happier.
I enjoyed the last one.
Did you watch Jigsaw or Spiral?
Jigsaw, yeah, actually.
So that's the eighth one. Yeah. So I haven't seen Spiral either yet, but what I'm going to do is go back and rewatch all of them. Now, I know what you're thinking, listeners. Why the fuck would you love Saw? But let me tell you something. Behind all of the little bit of horror and mostly gore, there is some seriously good writing and world building behind it.
It's a cool,
and trust me, it is one of the best franchises you'll ever watch, like in terms of how all of the stories intertwine.
Yeah.
And like the suspense in them, and then they like go back to the beginning and then forward in time, and it's just so well done.
That's what I really liked about the eighth one that we watched. That was a big tie over of like,
yeah.
Wowee.
Yeah, exactly. Right? It keeps you guessing. And yeah, it's just, I mean, it's a little bit sick and twisted. Fucking sue me. But yeah. I love film. And if you can get past the gore, I highly recommend watching them. And then come Saw 10, you'll catch me in the movie theater with that one.
Nice.
It's great, though, because I do love a little bit of a horror, but I'm so bad with the jump scary stuff that I can't watch them in cinemas. But like the stuff I can.
Yeah, yeah. Like, it's just gore.
Yeah.
I think we're so like bent up by the internet now that like there will never be enough gore.
Yeah.
Gore has never ever put me off like a movie. Like I can.
Yeah. That's true.
That's never been something that's like, oh, I can't watch that. That's too gross.
And like it's a little bit twisted, but some of the traps in Saw are like actually like scientifically like or medically like possible and stuff like that, which I don't know if it makes them like more twisted or like cool or like.
Yeah, who thought of this? Like, this is in the back of someone's mind.
Yeah, exactly. It's, so.
My yum this week is also a franchise.
Ooh.
My yum this week is just Harry Potter.
Nice.
On Sunday, me and the lady both had Monday off. And we were just up there. I didn't do it. She did it. Full credit to her, actually. Spent Sunday night washing our sheets. And we don't have a washing machine, so we go up there to use their washing machine and dryer.
Mm.
And we were just waiting for it to dry, like, oh, we'll just kick around up here. And we flicked over to TV2, and for the 100th time, they are doing a run-through of the Harry Potter movies, and it was Goblet of Fire Night. Ooh. Always good.
Yeah.
I'm ready at all times to sit down and bang out a fucking Triwizard tournament.
Fuck
you know,
yeah.
My boy! Like, one of those ones.
He's back.
Yeah.
Voldemort's back.
But, like, there has been so many times where you are bounced out, feeling vulnerable. You could be having relationship troubles. You could have not slept the whole weekend. You could be sad. You could have had the best weekend. And at the end of it all, or it could just be a random night where you just want to chuck something on. You want to feel something. You want to be part of something. You chuck on a Harry Potter movie and you will always think like, this is great.
Yeah.
The world is great. Fine, I'll watch them all.
I did that last year, actually, when I first got Neon.
Mm.
I did the entire thing while I was off work. It was great.
Yeah.
Fucking
easy watching. Yeah. They're all easy watching. And yeah, shout out to Harry Potter. I don't think that's a hot take that Harry Potter's cool, but
Saw might be.
Yeah.
Let's put those worlds together.
And guys, yeah, that's episode 70-something of Off Topic.
74.
At Off Topic Chat on Instagram, send in your underrateds or overrateds. Thank you for the people that contributed to our placebo stuff this week. That was a fun chat. Anyway, we will see you next week. Peace.
Later.